Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
From time to time, the United States identifies certain individuals as crucial to the operation of terrorist organizations. The U.S. government then places such a person's name on the specially designated nationals list under Executive Order 13224 as amended. Their assets within U.S. reach are frozen. No U.S. citizen or company may conduct business with a designated individual. This is one way the United States disrupts financial support networks for terrorists and terrorist organizations. In mid-September, the United States identified five al-Qaeda supporters operating in Turkey who contribute to the terrorist group's nefarious activities by providing the group with a range of financial and travel facilitation services. These targeted sanctions highlight the United States' unwavering commitment to sever financial support to al-Qaeda, said Director of the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, Andrea Gacki. We will continue working with our foreign partners, including Turkey, to expose and disrupt al-Qaeda's financial support networks. Majdi Salim is an Egypt-born, Turkey-based lawyer and one of the primary facilitators of al-Qaeda's activities in Turkey. In addition to performing other functions for the terrorist group, he acts as a financial courier within the al-Qaeda network in Turkey. Mohammed Nasser al-Din al-Ghazlani, an Egyptian national and longtime al-Qaeda facilitator, is a Turkey-based financial courier who used cash transfers to support al-Qaeda. Nurettin Muslihan is a Turkish national and Turkey-based al-Qaeda financial facilitator. He maintained contact with al-Qaeda's senior leadership and worked to establish direct communications with al-Qaeda extremists. Another Turkish national, Sibrail Güzel, worked with and provided material support to Nurettin Muslihan. Soner Gulyin, also a Turkey-based Turkish national, is an al-Qaeda extremist and financial facilitator. He provided another al-Qaeda violent extremist with assistance in preparation for the latter's travel. The United States will continue to work closely with our partners and allies, including Turkey, in identifying, exposing, and disrupting al-Qaeda's financial support networks, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a written statement. We will keep a vigilant eye on these networks to deter them from abusing the international financial system to generate revenues for terrorist operations. The United States, said Secretary Blinken, will never forget the victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks and al-Qaeda's other plots around the world. We will continue to target those who seek to inflict harm on the United States, our citizens, and our interests.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.